Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning I have a good friend. That's all I have in here is good friends. Got another good friend and actually a distant cousin as well, Tammy Booger. How you doing, Tammy?
Great, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Good. Yeah, it's glad to have you. And you are a blogger. Tammy the blogger.
Yes. Yep.
Tell me, you know, I know you're a blogger and I've heard of bloggers, you know, and tell us the definition of blogging or bloggers or what is that?
Sure. So being a blogger is usually somebody, an individual who writes content and shares, you know, stories about their lives, about lifestyles on a webpage. So as a blogger for myself, I have Not a Day Over Fabulous, which is a Facebook group where we have content every day. I share life stories. I share content and create conversational pieces.
Yes, I like the name, Not a Day Over Fabulous. That's a very positive title for your blog. Yes.
Yes.
A little bit about you first, Tammy.
Okay.
Tammy, married to Ted.
Yes, the most wonderful husband around.
Oh, Ted, did you hear that out there? Most wonderful husband around. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we'll be celebrating our 32nd wedding anniversary this month, which is exciting.
Yes, that is exciting. 32 years. And you have two children.
Two children.
Tell us about those lovely children.
Yes, Cole and Maddie. Our son Cole is married to Shannon, and they are expecting our first grandbaby in August.
Good for you.
Super excited.
Yes.
And then Madeline, she lives in Jerseyville with her significant other, Richard, and they are just the best kids around. And we have two golden retrievers.
Yes. Now, I know you blog. And you take care of Ted, or Ted takes care of you. You guys,
he does take care of me.
He takes care of you, but you got it. Yes. I'm sure you take care of him as well. But what else do you do? Because I know you have other jobs. What do you do?
So I am a nurse by trade. Worked in corporate America for many years. Had a job where I worked 24/7. I had zero life.
Yeah.
Personal life. About 3 years ago, I joined a new company about healthcare. And I am a clinical consultant, and I travel across the United States helping healthcare systems, working with hospitals. So it's been a lot of fun.
So what is, when you say you help them, how do you help them? What do you do?
So we offer transfer center applications. So it's a computer system that helps systems transfer patients getting in the right bed at the right time, at the right place, and helping them discharge to the right level of care, whether it's home, nursing home, making sure they get the needs to be successful when they're discharged.
Yeah, it sounds
like.
And
we teach how to use that system.
Yeah. So you're really kind of techie. You're real techie.
I was not when I took this job, but I have learned. You're never too old to learn. So we have learned the process. And a lot of it is strategic planning on throughput and the patients stay in the hospital, which that's where my background is from.
Mm-hmm. So back to the blogging, okay?
Yes.
You have a blog, Not a Day Over Fabulous. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to start a blog?
That is a great question. So going back about 10 years ago, on Facebook, every weekend, I would post a coffee talk on my personal page. It was a huge hit.
What was coffee talk like?
It was just a topic, and everybody would just answer, and it was just a conversational piece. Mm-hmm. Kind of like blogging, but it wasn't called blogging back then.
Give us an example.
Back then, probably more on daily living. So it might be a controversial topic that we would bring up to get everybody's viewpoints.
Like not turning the lights off when you leave a room. Is that it?
Right. Yes. But we have questions like that,
like
too.
Like not taking your shoes off that are dirty when you come into the house. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Yeah, Brenda's been training me on that for a long time.
How's that going? Sorry, Brenda.
No, she's brought me a long ways. You know, when we first met, I didn't have a refrigerator, didn't have an air conditioner, I didn't have anything. Wow. I was pretty barbaric, but yeah. She's brought me along.
She's a good gal. Yes. We love her.
So back to you. Yes.
So at that point, I was much younger, and I worried about what people thought of me. I had some negative feedback where people kind of mocked me a little bit. So
mocked
I just
you?
Yeah. I mean, there's negativity in this world, Chris. You know that.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing it. Shame on me. So as the years progress, a year and a half ago, I turned 50. It's amazing how your attitude about life changes as you grow up. You no longer really care about what people think. And I had a nudge in my heart that this is what I needed to do. Every time I went to go forward with it, I'm like, talked myself out of it.
Yeah.
I would go to church. Sometimes the sermons would be like talking directly to me. So we were at BVI on the beach for my 50th birthday.
BVI?
British Virgin Islands. Oh, the most beautiful place. Yes. You got to go there.
Yes.
And I decided I'm doing it. I'm 50. I don't care what people think. I'm following my calling.
Well, good for you.
So I came home, not sure what I was doing. I jumped in, and we just called it Not a Day Over Fabulous.
From the very
beginning. And it just stuck, yeah.
Well, you just got back from the Virgin Islands, so I could see that coming to your mind. Not a day over fabulous.
Yep.
So, how did you choose your niche of what you were going to blog about?
I was not sure at that point. I jumped in with two feet. I knew I wanted to talk about positivity. That is huge, especially with everything going on in the world, politics. I was so tired getting on Facebook, seeing people fight.
I know.
Talking about their political beliefs. Nobody's going to change anybody's mind.
No. And to be honest with you, you know, I mean, it's good to vote and everything. It's good to have your opinions, but it's not worth creating turmoil in friendships or family at all. Because you're not going to change it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so many friendships have been lost over that.
I know.
So positivity, faith is a big one. I think we can lead by example. Mm-hmm. Just to show love without preaching, right? Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that we touched on that. Lifestyle, clean living, that is huge right now.
Yes.
Travel, self-help. We just want to make sure, I wanted to keep it real. So I'm not pinpointed just to style, to travel. We touch on everything in our group, which is, I think, why we've been so successful.
You know, I know you have this full-time job. You're traveling all over, taking care of the hospitals. I got to ask you, does blogging take that much time? I mean, how do you fit the time in?
I don't sleep.
You don't sleep?
Nope. I wake up usually at 6 a.m. and I start working on the blog until it's time to go to work. The minute I'm done with work, I go downstairs to my personal computer. And I'm usually on it till 10 or 11 at night. It takes that much time to create content, to respond to everybody's comments, to look for new ideas, to take pictures, to write. I love to write. And when it hits me, I stop what I'm doing and I write and I pre-post things. So it's another full-time plus job.
Okay. Now on your blog, okay. I know it costs you money, but you make money on the blog too by doing what?
So with affiliate marketing, I am an Amazon affiliate.
Okay.
So when I do post links, if people use my link, I do get a small commission.
Okay.
Right now it's very minor.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Compared to the hours that I put in, but it does help compensate a little bit of the work that I do. And the more engagement we have, I get special coupon deals that I can pass on to our group for extra savings.
And you never know. You know, you start small in something and you go and you go. And then you never know what that might bring you. I mean, it could be a heck of a
full-time
blogging
job.
Career of some sort. Yes. Has anything surprised you getting into blogging? You started when you got back from the beach, you kicked it off, things started going, you know. What is it you said? You look and you go, wow, I didn't think that was going to happen.
A lot of things surprised me. At first, I think sometimes you can wear your feelings on your sleeves. So at first it was surprising. The people who I thought would support me did not. And well, some of them still don't.
You know what? Isn't that something?
It is.
It is. I've experienced that my whole business career.
Yep. And then there are people who I didn't think would support me, and they do.
Yeah.
So that was very surprising. I've surprised myself because there's a lot to learn about working on social media, the technology aspect.
Oh, yeah.
Making videos, pictures, how to create memes, how to look for content. So I've surprised myself, and I've learned that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Which has been great.
I'm going to ask you a question. Uh-huh. I had Lauren in here, mm-hmm. Lauren Prien.
Uh-huh.
Prien.
Yep.
Yes. And she was telling me about Reels. And then Jenna had, my daughter Jenna was talking about Reels also. Do you do Reels?
I'm starting to, yes. And it's a learning experience.
Is it? Yeah.
It is. I guess but it's fun.
Yeah. It's time consuming, I understand.
Yes. Yep. And I think the other big surprise is how amazing our group is. We have some of the most friendly people in our group.
Okay.
I don't have to deal with a lot of negativity. Everybody uplifts and supports each other. And I thought I would have to spend a lot of time, and I'll say banning people, but correcting negative thoughts, political statements. But we have rules before you can join the group. And no politics, no hate. Or you're out.
Okay. When you say join the group.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not a big social media person.
Okay.
Okay. And so if somebody's on Facebook, I imagine mm-hmm. they're on Facebook mm-hmm. and they see, will something like you, will you show up somehow, some way?
So yes. So if you have a friend that participates in Not a Day Over Fabulous, if they make a comment, you might see it on your page, okay? It might show up in your news feed.
Oh.
But if you go to Not a Day Over Fabulous, you can click on join, and you'll get the post every day whenever I post them.
So you'll get the post.
Yeah.
But you don't get to contribute. You don't get to say anything unless you let them in, right?
Nope. It's a public group, so anybody can comment. So
you were talking about the rules.
So the rules to join, right? So to join, you have to answer the rules. But people can still participate as visitors.
Okay.
Yes. All right. But I have keywords that pop up. So if those visitors talk about politics, hate, whatever, I get notified. And then I can have a conversation with them through the Messenger app or I can ban them.
Okay. What did you do to increase your audience? Well, first of all, What kind of membership do you have? How many people are listening to?
Yeah. So in the past little over a year, I have over 3,000 in the group already.
Nice.
Which isn't bad for the first year from the research that I've done. And there's probably about 1,200 visitors that routinely visit, which I need them to go make sure they click join because it helps with further engagement opportunities.
Right. And probably
collaboration.
I'm sure Amazon likes that better too, right? Yeah. Or not?
Well, and we get more collaborative agreements. So I can maybe work with Walmart, with Target. But to get those affiliates, you have to have a larger engagement to be able to offer those deals to your group.
How do you come up with the day-to-day ideas, you know, for your blog? Because every morning you're getting up, crack of dawn,
yep.
before dawn.
Yep.
Working on it.
Yep.
You get home at night, you're working on it. Where do those ideas come from?
Research, and more research.
Really?
Yes. And to be honest, taking it back to my faith, sometimes I wake up and I have a content on my heart that won't go away. And I always laugh whenever, you know, some people say, Jesus, take the wheel. Sometimes he takes over the keyboard because I'll start typing. I'm like, where did this come from?
Oh.
And then I'll get so many messages from people, I needed this today. And I'm like, okay.
There you go.
That's my purpose.
Oh.
It's amazing.
That is great.
But the research, looking at different styles, going to different like bloggers, different posts. What are people talking about? What's a hot topic? And it's just a lot of research.
Okay. So I assume blogging has impacted your life significantly.
More than you know.
Yes. Yep. It's kind of like owning a radio station.
Yep. Yep.
That's what Brenda tells me.
Yes.
She says I got a new significant other.
Yes.
And her name is WJBM. So
exactly. I have Nadoff. That's what we call it. Not a day over fabulous. Nadoff. Yes.
Does Ted say, hey, how about me over here?
He does. He does.
Because you're always on that blog. How about me?
Yes.
And that's tough.
It is tough. I couldn't do this without him. Again, while I'm working, he will help clean. He cooks. He supports me 100%. But there are times where it is, what about me?
Yes.
It also affects when you go out with friends because it's like, hey, we got to take a picture. We got to do this. Or people will come talk to me and say, oh my gosh, I love the blog, which is very humbling to me because I'm not used to that attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to being in the spotlight. So,
well, you're on today. You're on the spotlight show today.
But there are times where sometimes I get embarrassed, but I have to overcome that because I put myself out there. I did this for me.
That's right. And you have to take time with,
yes,
you know, with your audience,
yes,
and your people that are listening.
You know, you do. You have to.
You have to respond. Spend a little time with them.
Yep. But there's times like last week we went on vacation. I can pre-schedule my posts so that way I can turn off for the week and be with my family. Mm-hmm. So that's nice where I have to do the work up front, but it gives me a little bit of time with my family.
With this, what did you call it? Not a day over fabulous. What's your nickname?
Nadoff.
With Nadoff.
Yes.
What are your goals for Nadoff? What do you expect Nadoff to be a year from now, 2-3 years from now? Where are you expecting things to happen? What do you think?
I've always said as long as I touch one life per day, that's great. My ultimate goal is to grow our engagement. I would love to have 500, 600, 700,000 people in our group. And we're also expanding to put more content on Instagram, TikTok, and the other social media sites. It would be nice if I can retire and work this full time and have a team of people working with me.
That would be real nice.
It would.
And that'd be fun.
It would.
Yes.
Yes.
And Ted would love that.
He would. I would hire him first. For sure.
Do you have any advice for your Not a Day Over Fabulous community?
I do.
You do? Okay.
Yes. The one thing that I always want to tell people is push yourself to follow your dreams. Never limit yourself. Never tell yourself you can't do it because you are worthy. You can do it. You might have to put in the work, which some people don't want to do, but you can do anything. Don't let the opinions of others stop you from achieving great things. People are going to talk. Talk's about their character, not
talk,
yours.
And talk is cheap.
It is. And if they're talking, you're doing something right.
That's right. They're listening.
Yeah.
Somebody knows you're around.
Especially the young kids, travel. Go see the world while you're young. Even if it means coming back to your roots in Jerseyville. I will tell you, once you leave, you're going to appreciate this community and this county so much more. We have the best people.
Yes.
The most supportive people.
Uh-huh.
They will always have your back. And no matter where you go, there's going to be a Karen everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But in this community, and I've traveled across the United States with my work, there's nothing like home, Jersey County.
I know. You know, when I was younger, I was really into traveling, into going places.
Yep.
I went to school, you know, in Canada. I traveled every chance I could get.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm older, semi-retired, I could travel all the time. You know, it's just like, you know what? There's nothing really that excites me that much. I really like being right here. You know, I like our people.
Yep.
I like familiarity. I'm never bored, you know.
It's a
beautiful place to live.
Yes, and there's something about going to a restaurant and knowing these people personally to be able to talk to. Because when you go to the larger cities, you go out to eat, it's like you don't know anybody. And it just, there's something about the smaller communities.
Yeah. You know, when I put together George's 8 years ago, my whole purpose on that, even with the tall tables and the way it's kind of crunched, you go through and you got people leverage, was my intentions were, you know, not only to have the live music, but my intentions were that, so when you walked into the place, you know, you could, because we know everybody, right?
Exactly.
Instead of, you could say, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, and that's what happens. You, to go in and to go out of George's, it's, it can take a little while.
Yep.
Because you have to say hi to everybody.
Yeah, I love that.
But, see, because what I experienced in some restaurants, even when they were here in town, tables were spread out. If you saw somebody and you thought, you know, I'd like to go say hi to them, but I don't want to walk all the way across the room, you know, and then, you know, I don't want to break up the conversation that they're having, so you just don't go.
Yep.
Whereas this way, it's kind of forced.
Absolutely.
And yes, I like it.
Yep,
like
it's great.
How can people join your group?
So they can go to Facebook and they can search for Not a Day Over Fabulous. Make sure you click on join because that way your post will hit your feed. It's also helpful when there's content that you like that hits home that might hit other people's lives at that point. Share the content. You know, I'm not one of those that it's my content only. Share it.
Yeah.
Try to make somebody else's day. And I think our group is really good at doing that, and they just get better every single day.
Well, Tammy, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
We've run out of time. Craig is signaling to me, Chris, you're over. You got to stop this. You guys could go on forever.
We could.
So, yes. So one last word, one last thing that you want to tell everybody.
Again, I want to thank the community for the support that they've given me. The feedback that you give me is wonderful. The ideas that you message me with, because nothing's off the table. We talk about everything from funny, sad, deep, hilarious. Continue to send messages to me, and I will post topics to help you out. Our goal is to spread positivity and to live a brighter day every day, shining our light, making others happy.
Thank you so much, Tammy. It's been a pleasure, and we'll see you, cuz. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.